Good morning. Haven't talked to you guys in a while. You look good. Getting ready for Christmas, been working out. What have you been doing? So merry early Christmas to you and yours. Big week coming up for our Boilermakers. You've got early signing period for football. You've got Purdue vs. Notre Dame, downtown Indianapolis. A big weekend for recruit hosting in God's country. And of course, the football team is getting ready to play in the Music City Bowl. Let's talk about it. Today's QuickCast is brought to you by Martin Vintage. MartinVintage.com, where if you enter BOILED at checkout, you'll get 20% off. Mom, thanks for watching. I got to tell you, let me just start off in the right away. My thoughts on the basketball team. They're getting ready to go in to play Notre Dame in Indianapolis, and I am less than enthused right now at what I'm seeing. It just seems to me that you've got the Carson Edwards show and nothing else happening. This team hasn't figured it out that they just are going to have to gut out games to beat teams if Carson isn't lighting the world on fire. Even if he is lighting the world on fire, they're going to have to do that. They're going to have to instill some confidence and toughness. Confidence in the ability for guys to score out so that aren't Carson Edwards, and then some toughness. They showed it versus Maryland. They showed a mental toughness where they kept fighting and they had a couple really, really big defensive stoppers. But looking at that game, I'm not so sure it wasn't just Maryland kind of showing itself as a team that doesn't make really good decisions, especially at this point in the season. The problem that Purdue has is they've beaten one ranked team. That ranked team was marginally ranked. The rest of the year, they are going to be playing lots of ranked teams. So to have any shot at getting to the NCAA tournament, they're going to have to start getting it in gear and playing well to beat teams that are playing at a higher level. Granted, there are a couple of ranked teams that are in this group that I just don't get why they're ranked as high they are. Some of the Big Ten teams that are ranked coming up. That said, they're still ranked. They're still decent. They're better than a lot of the teams that they've beaten, that Purdue's beaten this year. Purdue has a couple more patsies before entering the Big Ten versus Iowa. When they host Iowa, it's the first real Big Ten game. I know they already played a couple, but, you know, the stupid schedule. Saturday's a big deal. Beating Notre Dame would be a big deal because it'd be big for their confidence. Good for the fans to see Purdue show a little life in Indianapolis. I don't feel great about it. I hate this event. I know Purdue's gone two straight wins after just tons of ineptitude, but it's a big game. Next up, early signing period. It doesn't look like Purdue's going to get their apple of their eye in early signing period. A lot of Purdue fans are hoping that David Bell would have signed December 19th, but he's going to announce in the All-American game what he's going to do. It seems like he's a heavy Purdue lean, so that's great news, and he's a big difference maker. This kid's legit. He didn't win Mr. Football in the state of Indiana. It's ridiculous. He's Gatorade Offensive Player of the Year, I think, nationally. But in the state of Indiana, the football powerhouse that is the state of Indiana, a kid that chooses Notre Dame gets the award. Shocker, huh? A 1A kid. I know the guy's good. He plays both ways, and he's put up big stats. But David Bell is eye-poppingly good. By any metric, he's good. His stats are good. The competition that he plays is obviously better than a kid that plays 1A. He's showing that he's the real deal. That's his Twitter handle, I think. Just a robbery that he didn't get Mr. Football. Practice is underway, well underway for the Music City Bowl. The videos that I've watched on Golden Black, check out Golden Black, of course, they know their stuff. But the videos that I've seen are pretty cool because everybody's mood seems light. The guys are taking it seriously, they're working hard, but they seem light. Guys are recovering, getting off of injuries. There's a lot of good news on that front. Guys getting in the rotation. Of course, Neal is not coming back because of his major knee injury. Which is going to hurt, but they're doing some things, they're shifting. It looks like Purdue will be a much more lean defensive front. I mean, they have to be without Neal. Neal's such a big presence, big body, powerful guy. So they're moving Revere to the inside. And then on the end, they're going to have some freshmen playing and some new guys. Jeff Marks will get significant time, according to Golden Black again. And that's a big deal. So we'll see what this looks like, what this defense looks like. I think what we're going to see is a very aggressive defensive unit in the front. Maybe the blitzing packages that we saw in the middle of the season that really kind of catapulted Purdue to success. Maybe we'll see a little bit more of that. Marcus Bailey not making his final decision on what he's going to do next year. Unlike the NBA, there's no real place for players to go train, I don't think. Like a open camp type thing, concept like they do for basketball, but instead they have a committee review players and get back to them to tell them what they think they look like for as prospects for the draft. Marcus Bailey is obviously a great football player. He's extremely important to Purdue. He has another year of eligibility left, and he graduates because of a redshirt. So that's an interesting situation. A month ago, it looked like that could be costly for Purdue if Brom were to have left. I don't even think I've podcasted a video podcast since he made his decision to stay. So let me just tell you, in case you didn't get it on the audio, then we talked on the Handsome Hour. I'm pretty excited about the coming years. Really excited, actually. The early signing for recruiting, the second is the bowl game, and then spring ball. Can't wait till spring ball. Never can. But first, we got to get through this basketball season. It's going to take a very, very good, very good coaching effort by Matt Painter. Maybe one like we haven't seen in a while, because this team reminds me a lot of the teams where DJ Bird and Tyrone Johnson were asked to do more than really they're capable of. Nothing against those guys. They're just not guys who should be first or second option scoring. They weren't when they played college ball, and they were asked to be number one and two options. Similarly, after the drop-off after Carson Edwards, you've just got a bunch of guys that are really not first scoring options. Obviously, Eastern is a player that's important to Purdue because of his defense, and they need him to distribute. They need him to be aggressive on the boards. But they just don't have a lot of guys to score. Klein is forcing a lot of shots under pressure. He's shooting 42% of the season, which is great, but that's kind of an inflated number because early in the season, he was shooting lights out so well. Some of the best things I've seen out of Ryan Klein this year are when he's on the drive. And the next stage is on the drive, fake the three, get the guy out there, get on the drive, draw a big man in, dish it into somebody else and make some things happen. I still think Wheeler should be starting. I think he's proven it, but that's a discussion for another day. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you watching, listening, reading the site. No, we haven't had a ton of content recently. But we've got plans for content, which is really good. So have a great day. God bless you. Hope you are ready for Christmas. If you are not, you know the place you can shop. Martin Vintage and Asgard Press, two of the friends of Boiled Sports. Very good gifts. Solid. Shows you know your fellow Purdue fan, their family member, well enough to get them something really good that's got Purdue all over it. What a good deal. High quality stuff. Thanks for tuning in.
BS all the time.